Psalm 104, Part 1, Preface. God's manifold creatures and his wonderful works we should not behold or use without thinking, as do the beasts of the field. But by his creatures we should learn to know and to praise the Creator. As the picture praises the skill of the artist, so the works of creation praise the power and wisdom, the mercy and goodness of their Maker. The very formation of our bodily frame should teach us to look upward and to search after the author of all visible things. The irrational beasts God created with face turned earthward, but man he made with stature erect and the countenance turned heavenward. We are not like the beast to look only downward, thinking of nothing but eating and drinking. We are to look upward, that we may learn to know and to praise that Lord who spanned the heavens and founded the earth. Heaven and earth are to be unto us an open book in which we read of the perfections of our God. The glittering star, the sunlit cloud, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, flowers and shrubs, and even the tiniest creature inhabiting the dewdrop should be to man a school of the knowledge of God. This is established by the Apostle Paul, saying, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." Romans 1:20. The praise of God for the works of creation is sung in the 104th Psalm. Praise of God from the works of creation. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound, that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys, which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Summary. The greatness and majesty of God are reflected in the visible works of his hands. He thrones in the heavens, and light is his garment. The canopy of the sky is stretched over the earth, and the clouds hang in the air, laden with water to give moisture to the ground. The globe of the earth swims in space without pillars to rest on, yet it does not sink. Year after year, the soil of earth produces food for beast and bird, and abundance for the enjoyment of man. Like the author of this psalm, we should delight in contemplating the works of God, because they are so beautiful, so wisely ordered, and so beneficial to man. But who considers this and returns thanks to God? Using God's creatures, let us use them unto his glory, and not abuse them unto vanity and sin. Prayer. Thou, God, art worthy of praise, who in 6 days didst make so many and great creatures, and hast ordered them for the benefit of man. Teach us to know that thou art the author of all that is, and grant that we may never abuse thy creatures unto our own destruction, but use them unto thy glory and our welfare. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.